Okay, thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michael Kostmeier from the University of Vienna, where I currently work on my PhD. And today, I'm honored to talk to you about visual funnel plot inference for meta-analysis. So first of all, what is a funnel plot? You might currently not know, but it is a widely used diagnostic plot in meta-analysis. It is basically a scatter plot with the study's effect sizes on the x-axis and the study's standard errors on the y-axis. So the points you see are studies in the meta-analysis. And because studies with larger effect, larger standard errors are at the bottom of the graph, we expect that studies at the bottom of the graph have a higher variability than studies at the top, and this characteristic funnel shape is visible. Nowadays, often two different contours are displayed. I will not go in much detail, but these are significance contours, which show us where the significance thresholds lie for formal statistical significance for every study, and also a 95% confidence region, where we expect that 95% of all studies fall if a certain probability model holds, the so-called fixed effect model. And this vertical line is the meta-analytic summary effect. The funnel plot is often used to assess for the presence of publication bias in meta-analysis. And it is interpreted in a way I will illustrate with these two examples. On the left-hand side, you see a funnel plot which is basically unsuspicious. The studies scatter symmetrically around the meta-analytic summary effect. On the right-hand side, you see a funnel plot which commonly would be interpreted as indicative for publication bias, because you see the funnel plot is asymmetric. You see this characteristic association between effect size and standard error, such that studies with larger standard errors seem to report on average larger effect sizes. And also on the left-hand side, this blue area seems to be missing. There seems to be no studies with small or null effects in this case. And this would be interpreted as indicative of publication bias. Now it is the case that experimental studies have shown us that researchers have a very hard time to interpret it, to interpret funnel plots. The interpretation is often subjective and even wrong. So researchers conduct both type of errors. So they see signs for publication bias in funnel plots when there is none, when there are no signs. So they conduct type one errors. But they also fail to recognize signs for publication bias when, in fact, there is publication bias in the background. So they conduct type two errors. So now we come to visual inference. Visual inference was proposed in the year 2009 by Bucher and colleagues, and it is basically a framework to test if graphically displayed data do or do not support a hypothesis. So it basically bridges the gap between exploratory diagnostic graphing and formal statistical hypothesis testing. And the procedure of visual inference, the lineup procedure, is basically as follows. You plot your data alongside plots of data simulated under the null hypothesis. And only if you are able to identify your plot out of all these null plots, you might reject, or you may reject the null hypothesis. This leads to a control of an alpha error equal to 1 divided by the plots in the lineup. And yeah, the basic idea is you want to check if you are able to distinguish a plot of your data out of random noise under some probability model, under some null hypothesis. And this procedure, this visual inference procedure, was shown as very promising also compared to conventional statistical tests. In some situations, it even performs better and often not worse. And in R, there are helpful general purpose functions available to conduct visual inference in the package Nullabor, which was authored by Wickham and colleagues. So here's an example how it works. Let's assume you want to test distributional assumptions. So you observe data and you want to test if it is plausible that this data might be realizations of a normal distribution. Then you would construct such a lineup one plot is your data and 19 plots are simulated under the null hypothesis. So basically random numbers from a random normal distribution. And only if you identify your plot out of this lineup, you would reject the null hypothesis and would say it is not plausible that my data is normally distributed. Here, this would be the case if you identified plot number 11 out of this lineup. Now, we think that visual inference, or funnel plots, basically, are a prime candidate field to apply visual inference because, as I said, the validity of funnel plot-based conclusions is not very high often, and visual inference can help in a way to at least control the alpha error by subjectively interpreting funnel plots, because you guard yourself that you see something in the funnel plot which might not be there, or at least what might be plausible under the null hypothesis. Also, visual inference is generally applicable, and conventional statistical tests to assess for publication bias have their own problems, have their own limitations. There are situations where these tests do not perform good, where they do not control the alpha error, and where they have low power. So the idea is principally check if you can distinguish your funnel plot from funnel plots showing data simulated under some null hypothesis, and only if this is possible, interpretations of the funnel plot might be warranted. And to conduct visual funnel plot inference, we developed a function which is available at CRAN in the package MetaVis. It depends on Nullabor and borrows some functionalities from there, but it is, as I said, tailored for visual funnel plot inference. It has two widely used classic meta-analytic models for null plot simulation, the fixed effect model and the random effects model. And it has some other features which you can use for visual inference, for visual funnel plot inference. You can display different contours, you can use subgroups, you can use precision on the y-axis instead of standard error, which some authors suggest is better in some situations. You can display Eggers regression line, which is basically quantifies the association between standard error and effect size, which some see as indicator for publication bias. And you also can display imputed studies by Trim and Phil, which basically imputes studies may be missing because of publication bias. All these functionalities of the function funnel inf within R are also made available in the Shiny app. You can see the URL at the top of the slide. You can also check it out if you want. You can play around. You can upload your own data. But we also provided two data sets from published meta-analyses you can use and play around. And there's also a relatively detailed documentation tab where most options are described and their rationale described. Let's come to an example of visual funnel plot inference from a real-life published meta-analysis from 2010 from the authors Pichnik and colleagues on the Mozart effect. This is a very popular psychological effect. It basically says that after hearing a certain Mozart sonata, your spatial ability is enhanced or increases. And in this meta-analysis, there was a funnel plot displayed and was interpreted in this meta-analysis as indicative for publication bias. And there were also subgroups displayed because there was hypothesized that the author subgroup also plays a role in the observed effect sizes. And of course, we can test this with visual inference. We would probably use a lineup of 20 plots because this corresponds to the conventional alpha level of 5%. But for the sake of presentation, we look at a slightly smaller lineup. I don't know. I think it's still not really good visible. But we would look at such a lineup, one showing the data from this real meta-analysis, and three are simulated under the null hypothesis, simulated under the random effects model. And if you could identify the real funnel plot out of the null plots, you can reject the null hypothesis and say, okay, there might be signs for publication bias, there might be subgroup effects. And in this case, this would be possible if you identified the funnel plot one, because it is somehow more asymmetric. You see this kind of association in the of standard error and effect size in the expected direction. And also there are subgroup effects. I don't know if it's visible, but the blue dots are all blue dots are right of the summary effect, and you have these three outlying studies. So the right plot would be one, and if you would have identified this out of the line, the lineup, you would have rejected the null hypothesis, and interpretation of the final plot might be warranted. Now, controlling the alpha error is one thing, but of course, naturally, the question arises, how large is the power of such a procedure? How good is visual final plot inference, for example, in detecting publication bias? And we did an experimental pilot study for this. We simulated 90 different meta-analyses under the assumption of strong or severe publication bias and constructed the corresponding 90 lineups with 20 plots each. And we then asked 5 expert raters from our faculty to work through these 90 lineups and use visual and final plot inference to detect signs of publication bias or not. We also use 6 different experimental conditions. They are relatively common in meta-analytic simulation studies. We varied the heterogeneity and we varied the size of the meta-analysis from 15 studies to 45 studies. And for comparison, we looked at more traditional conventional statistical tests and their performance within this 90 meta-analysis to detect the publication bias. And here we see the results. Visual inference is in red. We see that the power of visual inference was somewhat lower than from the conventional tests in almost every condition. And this was especially true if heterogeneity was present. So our raters had a hard time to distinguish between heterogeneity and publication bias, which is not really unexpected. And in the conditions on the left-hand side where no heterogeneity was present, the power of visual final plot inference was at about 50%. Remarkably, the red line is average over all 5 raters. If we look at the raters separately, we observed inter-rater differences. And most interestingly, at least in the condition where no heterogeneity was present, we had one rater who consistently outperformed all other methods and all other raters, which we found exploratory kind of interesting. So to conclude the last slide, we think visual inference might help to increase the validity of subjective funnel plot interpretation by controlling at least the alpha level with provided tailored software solution within R, but also as Shiny app, which might be convenient for users not familiar with R, for example. I already showed the experimental results and this interesting inter-rater differences. The inter-rater differences kind of support a hypothesis suggested by Mayunda, who hypothesized that there might be individuals especially suited for conducting visual inference. They called them super visual individuals. So our data do not they kind of agree with this idea. Of course, there are other explanations, especially with our experimental designs, where every rater had to work through 90 lineups. This took some hours. Another plausible explanation would be for these inter-rater differences that there was some variability in the concentration or motivation or whatever. So to conclude, we think further experimental research is warranted and needed, of course, with more raters and more different situations, maybe also different uses for visual funnel plot inference, not only to detect publication bias, but for example, also to assess heterogeneity or subgroup effects or other interesting hypotheses in the context of meta-analysis. And finally, it would be interesting to experimentally examine if we can increase the power of visual funnel plot inference by displaying additional statistical information in the funnel plot, for example, by displaying Eggers regression line, by displaying trim and fill imputed studies or significance contours and so on. And this is the outlook and this is the plan for the future. And thank you very much for your attention.